one of my big keys here was to get you guys off the bus, get out and start playing early, right off and play well early. This team has kind of struggled this year, trying to play early right off the bat. Thing is, this team hangs around, and gives themselves opportunities.
Yeah, we didn't start like we wanted to, and we talked about that in the locker room after the long layoff between Ulysses and now. I was a little bit worried about that. Even Jerry talked to me about in the pregame. We didn't come out with the enthusiasm and the sharpness that we needed. We let them get by. We weren't, normally on defense, we play pretty heady. We know what we're doing. And in that first quarter, mainly for the whole first half, we weren't switching screens well. We weren't getting out there and covering shooters. They were getting wide open looks. We went into halftime. We talked about those things. We told them they can't stay hot that long. And they did kind of cool off. But I don't know if it's a matter of them cooling off or us doing a better job defensively, because we came out in the second half and did a lot better job of covering shooters and switching screens and just to look more like what we know we can look like. And I'm disappointed in the loss. That upsets me that we're 10-2 and we have another blemish on our record. But the fact that we haven't really played, and no offense to Hayes and Great Bend and all those teams that we played, this is really the first test we've had this year. And we needed to see how the girls would respond. And being down 12 at halftime and then coming back and doing what they did, I'm pretty happy with that.
Well, I thought you guys made great adjustments. They come out, they go 7 of 10. They go 70% in the ball game. And from the three, they go 21 points out of the first 31. You guys came out and talked about this happening. You guys have been making great adjustments all year long coming out of that second half. Again, Garden City does it. You were down by 8 in the first quarter, down by 12, going into halftime, down by 10 in the third. But the thing is, you can see this team start to get a little smart, play better defense, get down in the fourth quarter. The girls kept fighting, and had an opportunity to tie. Tough shot there by Terry Temple because it was a guarded shot. Thing is, though, Bishop Yeage does what they're supposed to do. They come down and they won this ball game. I would like to play them again. I hate to say this, but this is a team that, has a great tradition. I'm not afraid because you've got a great team, too.
Yeah, and like I said, we needed to be tested. We needed to see how we would respond. I wasn't worried about playing these teams because we need to see it. This would be a great tournament for us to win. And obviously, after the loss, we're not going to be able to do that. But there's another tournament ahead that we really want to be prepared for. And this will give the girls an idea. And I think in the first half, we were a little bit shell-shocked because the only team that's really come out and played defense on us the way Bishop Yeage did is Great Bend and the Dumas team from Texas early in the year. And other than those two teams really coming out and putting a lot of defensive pressure on us, our girls haven't seen much of that. So it's good for us to see that kind of defensive pressure, and I'm glad at how we responded. Shell-shocked in the first half. Second half, we spread the court, and we started taking it to the basket and said, if you're going to come out and play us that hard, you better be willing to foul us as we get by you and beat you to the basket.
And you were talking about the competition that you played. I just kind of actually did a stat before we got loaded up here. 57 wins and 76 losses. That's not your fault. That's not, the fault of those teams. You can see that, especially for the WAC, they were going to be down this year. You guys have a great chance just really rolling through it. The thing is, though, I think that Garden City, and I will be shocked if we lose another ball game in this tournament. Garden City's a good team. I think that we showed a lot of people here what Garden City's about.
Yeah, and I got to just reiterate, that's why we're here. We're here to see what we're made of. And I really like the grit of this team, and I like how they fought down the stretch. And like you alluded to, we had a moment there, and I thought we were going to tie it up. Taryn just lifted the ball up underneath the rim right there. And after the timeout, I grabbed her immediately, made sure that she knew. It's not that right. It doesn't come down to one shot. There's plenty of other mistakes we made throughout the game. So you got to shake that off and let's keep playing. And they did. They did. They stayed gritty for the rest of the time there, 2 minutes or whatever it was, minute and a half. And we gave ourselves a chance to win.